A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 7th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the escalating political violence in the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voadebele.com.
Violence Gabe, Iloko Ilapo, and would see last June, federal election, and they were 2018. Bafunu Kara went to Sena Avant to attest in Zela, Ababe, the same to Sena Nayo. If Zela Avafu is seven, so would be to Sena Nayo, Canela Luna Ivan, that is Zan.
Mezuro Wagune Youth Forum, Yai, Farwanga, to Wakumbari, and number 5 ground up. I was attacked by six people from the ground, who came from the ground following me from behind with the not carrying the stones. I was attacked heavily, then I collapsed and they started hitting me in the head, and my right eye was affected, and I was treated yesterday at a private hospital.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence.
Violence rocked the now volatile Mbare suburb in Harare yesterday when suspected ZANU-PF activists attacked opposition MTC members, resulting in about 30 MTCT youths getting injured in the running battles. The MTCT says the ZANU-PF youths disrupted their meeting, which had been sanctioned by the police.
According to the latest report from the Zimbabwe Peace Project, a group that monitors political violence in the country, January saw a total of 208 politically motivated violations, a majority of which were allegedly perpetrated by the ruling ZANU-PF with 82.3%. For its part, the MDC was also accused of perpetrating violent acts, including a report from Karakate village in Mrewa South, where a member of the democratic movement defected to the rival Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, or RDZ, and had his house set on fire. Violence continues to be threaded from all quarters. This is according to ZPP. Albeit with some parties being more violent than others. And on this score, according to ZPP, the political landscape remains grim. The group, though, says on a brighter note, however, unlike what is usually documented in reports, action was recorded to have been taken in some instances of violence, which were reported to the police in January. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tidauti tinge tichi tawarisa nenya ae mirijonga. Turukunzi kwa kutine zuro kumbare yanga iri bata mrefu bata mfupi. Vama wachita chitsoka ndibereke vachi manyi sana mushere mekunge ve MDC. Vativo vanga vakumbira mvumo kumapurisa kuti vange vachita msangano wavo. Asvano tivo vanhu veku vamwe vechidiki veZANU-PF vakauyazokanganisa musangano wavo vachivarwisa zvakapa kuti vamwe vari kufungidzirwa kuti vari pakati pemakumi maviri kusvika pamakumi matatu 20 to 30 vange vachikwara vamwe vachizoguma vaendeswa kuchipatara. Gibbs.
Yobambe zuluka ndaba lingali njani kona ngapo lapelikona tinangapa isi yaphila sibile kwamagama. Yes, kukwa ngakho namhlanje yiloko kwenzakale eHarare inkemenkeme indaba sibili ngoba ukukhanya ngazani kulabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF abachaye abe-MDCT akade besemhlanganweni kuthiwa ke bolaba abachayiweyo kungazani abanye bangkhona basesibhedlela kuthi-ke abanye bahambeyo bayakwelatshwa bakhitshwa khona ngale sibhedlela ye sike saxoxa lo munye-ke ochayiweyo khona ngale eHarare esithi uchaywe sibili ngenduku lokunye nje okulimazayo so ugcine ngazani uyaphela umoya wagcina sesibona sisesibhedlela sifuna ukuzwa nganizulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngobudlwangudlwangu lobu osobukhona lisifonele khona manje nasenombolo lifone kanye selifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 khulumani sizwe zulu njalo futhi
Of course, Gibbs, the reason why Zimbabwe's elections are usually condemned by the international community is because of political violence. Mm-hmm. And there's an election coming up in 2018. Mm-hmm. And with these reports of tensions and violence escalating, even we are still in 2016, mm-hmm. That is a cause for serious concern. And mm-hmm. One hopes, of course, that the police will be able to deal with the situation. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. Who do we have?
And that is Reverend Useni Sibanda. He belongs to an organization called the Zimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation. Reverend Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it is very shocking what the news that we have heard. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Sibanda, I think, you know, this is now a routine in Zimbabwe, isn't it? That when there's talk of elections, there's always this violence. And you are saying you are shocked. Are you really shocked? Or this is now what we have come to expect in normalizing the abnormal?
No, really. When we thought that maybe people might now be thinking differently, especially with the, you know, the new commissions that are in place. There's a Human Rights Commission in place. There's now the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission in place. And also we have a new constitution. So we thought that maybe people are going to do things differently now. So that's why it is shocking, but it is really unacceptable that in 2016, we could still have a politics of violence. And also, it is shocking that the police would not act on that, because that is their constitutional mandate, to protect every citizen in Zimbabwe. So we are really shocked that the police would allow such thuggery to take place and for people to get injured, you know, why is they are watching. I think that is unacceptable, and it should be something which the head of the police, Chiwuri, should really investigate if it is true. That is really what happened. Mm-hmm. And also, I think we begin to realize the need for, this is like an early warning sign, an early warning signal that something is wrong and we should start to act now to make sure that we don't get into problems in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Usain Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I think we are now being joined by our second guest. That is Jim Kunaka, a former ZANU-PF chairperson for Harare Province. And I understand, Jim, you are now working with Zimbabwe People First, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm working with the People First.
Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Kunaka, I think as far as I remember, you know, the last time we were talking to you, you were saying that political violence does not pay at all. So we are seeing this kind of resurgence in political violence in Zimbabwe. What do you think about that?
I think there is a selective application of the law, especially in the area of Mbare, mm-hmm. where ZANU-PF youths yesterday ran amok, beating up MDC supporters who had applied to have their meeting at number 5 grounds. I think the police must descend on these culprits and deal with them so that that political violence will not go ahead like that.
But some people might say, wait a minute, Mr. Jim Kunaka, the alleged Mr. Kunaka was leading a group called Chipangano that was also allegedly terrorizing people in Bari.
That was the past. That is my past. I'm now somebody with an experience how violence destroys the community, how violence caused harm to other people. You see, last time I said, So the only issue which is there is very simple. I was there and I was working for a certain organization. That wasn't my problem. I was being told what to do by my masters. So, of course, I was the leader of that group that you are talking about.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Kunaka is saying he had his Damascus moment, Gibbs.
And he has actually repented, you know.
Indeed.
For
indeed.
The kingdom of God is near, maybe. Now, let's go back to Reverend Hussein Stichang. Now, so can you go and say, Baba, Mfundis? See, I want to go to Okutupa, you go to Amapolis, I go to Abantu Kutuaba, I go to the local. Paul Mabang, I go to Abantu Kutuan, and I go
isisekelo sethu esombuso besesitsha thina besicabanga ukuthi engxenye sesinike amapholisa indlela entsha eyokusebenza ngenxa yokuthi kudala siyakwazi ukuthi amapholisa ayingxenye yabantu laba abathayayo kodwa kathethu besingacabangeli ukuthi amapholisa engaqhubekela phambili elokhu esenza into enjalo ngakho-ke kuyethusa kakhulu ukuthi abantu bechaywe amapholisa evukele engenzi lutho engabophi laba abachaya abanye. Ngiyakholwa njengoba umnumzane uLojini Kunaka ekhuluma ukuthi hhayi engasuwaphenduka ngasakwenzi lokho. Ngicabanga ukuthi engxenye intanga le esembare ebigongoda abanye ibachaya ngezinduku langezicina ukuthi ngabe ngakunanzeleli ukuthi ekuqineni ngaso kuyo emthethwandaba ngesokubotshwa. Kugwetshwa kugwetshwa umuntu eseyedwa laba abantu ababe emthumile babengasekho ngakho lokhu kubonani kuyifundo esiqakathekileyo kakhulu okumele ukuthi abantu basifunde njalo kudube ngiyathokoza ukuthi namhla ngikhuluma ngile ngwane ezimbili ngimele njalo nabafundisi ngaphansi kwezimbabwe Christian Alliance yinto besiyixoxa nje livikelile ukuthi sekudingakala ukuthi siqalise ukungena njalo khulumisane nabantu ngokuthi kungabi lodlakela ezigabeni nxa abantu bekhankasa kumbe abantu bemele amapolitiki abo sibona ngani kuyadingakala ukuthi abantu bekhulumisane bengalwi ngoba lokho sokusenzakala kade sibona ngani sokusiya kuyadonsela ilizwe lethu esikhathini sokuthi kube lodlakela oluningi.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mfundisi ubambe khonapho ongayikhatshana. So he says he's also talking on behalf of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. He says they were talking about this issue, you know, last week, and they were thinking that they have to engage communities on stopping violence. So he says it's really amazing that in most cases, such cases just come up, you know, from nowhere. But he says they will try by all means to go into the communities and talk to the people and try to address it. So then he says, you know, for this kind of violence, youths must know that at the end of the day, when somebody is dragged to the courts, he'll be on his own. And people must forget about the masters that actually orchestrate all these kind of things.
Regati dzokere kuna mukoma Jim. Mukoma Jim, patakambotaura nemi makati muruchada kuti muparidze vhangeri kune vamwe vechidiki kuti vaone kuipa kwemhirizhonga. Muri kuita here izvozvo?
Ya, munharaunda mangu mandinogara. Ndiri kutaura poso nepandinogona kudzidzisa nekutaurawo kune vechidiki kuti nhau yemheremhere nemhirizhonga dzezvematongerwo enyika haina zvainotibatsira inoitawo zvakare kuti upfumi hwenyika yedu
urambe uchingodzokera pasi nekuti hakuna izvese anoda kuezvinzisa munyika mune mhirizhonga mune kurovana. Saka nekudaro vazhinji vari kuita vari kuzvigamuchira vandiri kutaura navo. Asi munoziva dambudziko ratiinaro pane zvino munyika yeZimbabwe nderekuti it's not 99% yemayouth havasi kuenda kumabasa. Saka vari kusvika panguva yekuti vakatengerwa doro kana vakatiwa $5 vobvuma kuenda kunoshandiswa kuita mhirizhonga. Chandinoziva nhau yemhirizhonga iwiiselection whatsoever. Ndinofungidzira kuti munhau dzezvematongerwo enyika chinodiwa kutaurira munhu chakanakira brandi rako kana kuti chakanakira bato rako. Munhu wozvigamuchira kana kuti worega kuzvigamuchira iwe wopfuurira mberi nekunoparidza evhangeri yako kune anoda kurigamuchira worigamuchira zvisina kurovana kana kuurayana kana kutendana izvi. Ndo zvatinotarisira kune vechidiki kati hazvedu izvi zvemuno muZimbabwe zvakatooma nekuda kwekuti nzara onekurukurukuwo. Saka vechidiki vari kungoshandiswa chingoshandiswa nekuda kwekuti vanenge vasina mari votiwa chimari votoenda kunoita mavemheremhere nemhirizhonga. Hamuyedi kuti percentage yevanhu vakanga vachinzaita violence nezuro kuda kurwisa neMDC vakanga vari vashoma ende vazhinji vandataurawo navo pazuva ranhasi vanga vachiita hatichabvumi kushandiswa nenzira dzakafanana naidzodzi. Saka tiri kungonamatawo zvakare kuna Mwari kuti dai Mwari anga achigona kupinda mukati memwoyo yemumwe nemumwe vana vechidika munhu agona kufunga kana tatiwa ndangariro zvekuti ako ndiri kurovereiko umwe mwana wangu wechitema mhaka yake inomboiyei ikodzero yake munhu inabato raanoda.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jim.
Hazvidi kurovana izvi, nguva yekurovana yakasomarika kare. Ndinofungidzira kuti dai maitiwa vachiri kuita zvevhairesi vachiita introspection yekuti vane makore mangani vachingorova vachingorova asi tichingorudza election hazvichabatsira.
Mukoma Jim, rambai muri parunhare. Mukoma Jim, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence ahead of the country's elections in 2018. You heard from Jim Gibbs. He's saying that one of the major problems is that most of the youths are unemployed. So it is easy for politicians to abuse them.
And I think I picked something like people should sell a brand to...
Exactly.
You know,
instead of using force.
Like what is happening right now here in USA.
Yes.
Trump has got his own brand.
Yes.
You've got Ted Cruz, you've got Hillary Clinton, you've got Sanders, you know. People are not fighting. People are saying, you know, what type of brand they're selling to, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, in public.
Battle of ideas.
Yeah, that's it. So, this is okay. Steve Mashongani. Steve, what's your name, Baba?
Hi,
Pili Kakulu. What's your name, Baba? What's your
ayi into le iyenzakalayo lapha problem anto uyabona loyo acedile ukukhuluma lo Braille Mhlanga ukhulumile into eyihle kakhulu. Problem abantu abafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi lezi zinto abantu bahlupha ebantu besishona kahle kahle masifuna ukukhuluma iqiniso. Uyabona kithi le mama akuqala kwenza ema-election kuza omunye umuntu bambiza uGeneral Gideon uye aza aphethe ezibhama asithusela ngaso mama ngakwethi thina mahlangano asiyilwi ayikho le ndaba bona baza nezimali bazosithenga kuthi siyilwe thina kuthi shayana abantu abangasekeliwe zano pf abantu bahluphayo ibantu bezishona yibo bahluphayo kuyabona ukuthi zizwakala khona le Harare right ruwa ngithi uyabona. So le nto lana ifanele ukuthi ibonise ukuthi abantu labahluphayo sibakhombe ukuthi labantu bahluphayo ibantu basoka kuzothini sithi abantu beZimbabwe bayalwa abantu bahluphayo abantu besishona.
Kodwa ke nxa sukangele baba Ngwenya baba Steve nxa sukangele sibili ujula kakhulu ubona zani lokhu kungenziwani ukuthi kuphele into khonoko?
Angeke kuphele, akupheli lokuya ngoba angithi bona laba abantu bathathe imali babanikeza amayouth, amayouth ashaya abantu ukuthi linalingasekeli amanye amaphati lisekele elivent izano pierre.
Poke manje kwenziweni pho kumele kuhlale kunjani?
kuzohlala kunjalo ngoba abantu bakhona abakhuzeki uzokhuzana ngoba amapolisa akona ngayo izinex kuyafana.
So akuphosi igama elilodwa kumbe amathathu ukukhulumela abantu bezimbabwe khona pho sizwe.
Abantu bezimbabwe bafanele ukuthi babambane bangabi, but angeke bazwe ngoba angithi umuzilo umajayivana athi angeke bazwe abantu kuyafana. Uzawuthini wena even ungakhuluma wathini uzakhuluma abantu bazoshaya until kuyovala.
Kunzima-ke mashongane ungatshelani abakini khona ngale etshiredzi akubajakisaaitshiredzi
heyi mina nimina Steven Mashangane namshewetha kwenu I love the violence la u tshama kahle hi machangana yi nga lwi yi fana ni maxona tshamaka kalwa dangi ne
yes yabonga a ni ta wu cong u tiva lwa vanhu
angithi bona bahlala bashayana bona ngokwawo
yes so becateke bashakane bagcine sithi abantu jana nini otherwise siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana.
Okay,
thank you. Yes, yeah, cool. So he says the problem is that there are some people who normally visit places like Chiretzi and start beating up people and giving others money to fight against each other. Mm-hmm. So he says the problem is, you know, the police don't usually take action against that.
Let's go back to Reverend Hussein Sibanda. And Reverend Sibanda, as Christians, what are you doing to try and deal with this perennial issue of violence?
Yes, like I said, on the, you know, Zimbabwe tried to do, because we are working in the 10 provinces, we have got hub structures, like we are working with church leaders in 10 different provinces. Mm-hmm. Like, good example, in places like Urungwe, in Kezi, Nkayi, we are there in Masingo, we are there in Mashonaland and East, Central and West, and so forth. What we are thinking of is to target the youth, because the people who are being used to perpetrate this violence are the youth. So we would like to target the youth from all the political parties, and we bring them together in the churches. We are going to work with them from church premises and talk to them about how you can live alongside with another person who's got an opposite, a totally complete view in terms of politics, in terms of a political party, in terms of who they support and so forth, and bring them in under the church premises and make them to do things together. What we are calling community cohesion projects, so it could be sports, it could be they could build a bridge or a dam or, you know, do a garden project together or do something which can bring them a source of income, but without any political affiliation. And we are hoping that as we begin to work together on specific projects, then they'll be able to understand each other and be able to talk to each other. I think the problem in Zimbabwe is we've never had time to talk to each other. We've never had time to hear each other's stories. Why do you believe the way you believe? Why do you think the way you do? The only time we can talk to each other is when we are hitting each other. But also another major concern we've got is the way in which ZANU-PF itself has divided into different factions. That is going to be a lot of intra-party violence is going to happen. And we'd like to work with people within ZANU-PF as well to see how we can help them to resolve some of these problems without fighting with each other.
Thank you so much, Reverend. Regaitede unemwe mutereri kuBotswana makadi mukoma Bernard.
Andiredi mredi baba.
Aiwa tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemirijonga.
Regaitede tange ndichiti mukoma blessing. Nyaya iripo is not all about money. It's not all about kuti vanhu vanofanira kuenda kuchurch. It's all about maturity. We have gone a long way struggling. So we need to identify what is a problem to us. Now, it's only the devil who has put the resistance to any of the goals to the city. Zimbabwe could be very, very far because academically we have got good people. of which by now, what we are doing outside the countries, we could be doing it now. Mm-hmm. So the devil is resisting Zimbabwe, that Zimbabwe mustn't have anything that can actually progress. Mm-hmm. So, parikuda maturity in yekuti vanhu vasvike pakuziva kuti in Africa there is a cloud of jealousy. Mm-hmm. My politicians immediately when they see kuti kona the other one is coming up more than him, don't want to accept that kuti munhu unondikurira. So what they do is they find people who are not yet mature. Mm-hmm. Then vobva vavayusa kuti vavarwisanise. But the whole complex situation haina zvainoita bring on the table to them who those who are fighting. Mm-hmm. So now iripo chete chete ndeyekungoti we need to have my practical subjects kuchikoro ane zvokuita nepeace. Mm-hmm. Then from there after kamwana akaraiziwa achiziva chinhu chinonzi peace, achiziva chinhu chinonzi unity, hazvinetsi kuti andosvika pakuti azondova ne such kind of a behavior yekunana Afghanistan. No. Mm-hmm. Then the other issue is we are failing to point out the truth. Mm-hmm. And I want to urge my fellow brothers, the Western countries. Mm-hmm. If they have seen that there is a drought in Zimbabwe, let them come up helping such that they stop hunger. Because a hungry man is the most angry man. So if you deal with that one, then you can actually stop violence. So the reason why Zimbabweans are fighting is because they are hungry.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Mukoma Musareva.
Musareva, tinotenda.
Atenda.
Mm-hmm. Regai titore mumwe muteereri, mukoma Andrew Madzudzo, makadi. Mukoma Andrew? Nare. Naya mukoma Andrew inenge iri kuti netsei. Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Mr. Jim Kunaka. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, Mr. Kunaka, you talked about some hanglers that were actually hangling some of you. So tell us about these hanglers. Are they people that are in top political office or others? Tell us a bit about them.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When your child, you're always getting a report from the school teacher that your children is always beating up other children at school. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't even bother to take action about it. We end up thinking that maybe the father or the mother or whoever from your family is sending your children to beat other children at school.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are crying in the country that volunteer youth are always fighting others, and you see all the leaders remain quiet about it, they are not even reprimanding those who are causing that violence. We end up just saying, yeah, the leaders are the ones who are sending these guys to go and cause violence. Mm-hmm. They are being sent by their leaders to go and beat up other people from other political parties. Mm-hmm. Never, ever seen anyone being reprimanded because of causing violence.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold on there, Mr. Kunaka? Yes. Can you hold on? Hold on 1 second.
Reverend Hussein Sibanda, please stay on the line. And also, Mwemterere Dumkoma Andrew Madzudzo, Rambai Zenyu Muri Parunare. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.